Miri Ranch South. You are standing at the north end of the Miri Ranch, looking out toward a parking lot and a collection of cabins interspersed with spruce trees. The ground is covered with sagebrush, grass, and shrubs. The small rustic cabins are scattered over 2 acres. Olas's studio is to your left, the Miri residence is in front and to the left, and a collection of 12 other buildings make up this historic district. The 36 by 24 inch sign is broken into 3 sections. The upper left is an introduction to the Miris and their passion for wilderness. The upper right section includes pictures of the Miris and a bird's eye view of the cabins and surrounding trees found on the Miri Ranch. The lower section is a series of themes about the Miri Ranch, the Miri residence, the homestead cabin, and Olas Miri's studio. The studio segment includes an image of Olas's watercolor painting of red Indian paintbrush on a white background, with a few sprigs of grass and rocks surrounding the flower. The sign reads, "The Heart of American Wilderness." For Wilderness Society Director Olas Miri, the Miri Ranch represented the heart of American wilderness. This ranch hosted pivotal conservation discussions that led to the protection of America's wilderness. The Miri families, Olas and Margaret, and Adolph and Louise, bought this ranch in 1945, then known as the STS Dude Ranch. After moving to the ranch, the Miris removed fences so that wildlife could freely pass. Marty wrote in her book Wapiti Wilderness, "I think that almost every bird or mammal known to the valley was inside or outside our house over the years." The Miri Ranch was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1990, and the properties were declared a National Historic Landmark in 2006. The Miri Ranch. The Miri Ranch became a base camp for conservation leaders. These passionate advocates met here to discuss and campaign for the protection of American wilderness. The Miri's conservation work culminated in the passage of the 1964 Wilderness Act. The act legislated and defined wilderness as a place untrammeled by man, where man himself is a visitor and does not remain. The Miri residents, after moving out of the Atlanta cabin, Olas and Marty Miri used this cabin as a home base until their deaths in 1963 and 2003, respectively. Olas studied Jackson Hole wildlife, publishing his research while living here. He argued for the consideration of ecological boundaries when legislating for park areas. He helped create the Jackson Hole National Monument, added to Grand Teton National Park in 1950. The Homestead Cabin. Wildlife biologist Adolph Miri and his wife Louise used this cabin as a home and office space. Adolph published one of the first studies arguing against the National Park Service's predator eradication programs. His wolf and coyote studies showed that predators played important ecological roles. Adolph lived here until he died in 1974. Louise moved from the ranch in 1977. Olas Miri's studio. Olas Miri used his artwork as a scientific tool, sketching and painting wildlife and their habitats in the field and in his studio. He preferred to paint and sketch rather than to take photographs.